From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We are live. It is the sixth day of June 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast, of course, so we come back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Three or four days ago, huge guest that my producers snagged. Now it's all over ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They're struggling to spin it, but they're not having a lot of success. And we've got Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, one of the most, if not the most prestigious medical journal in the world. She'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. World Health Organization and the pandemic flu. And it deals with the fact that they're just confirming what Wolfgang Wudarg of the EU Commission broke here 6 months ago, that the big vaccine makers paid off government officials in Europe, England, and the U.S. to come out and lie to the public to scare them into taking the deadly vaccine. And this is now the British Medical Journal and hundreds of other mainstream publications caught red-handed. This is important because before you know it, we'll be in another flu season with a biological slash chemical attack being run against free humanity. And we already had record low amounts of people take the seasonal and the H1N1 shot, both the seasonal and the special flu for this upstart flu that appeared in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, obviously genetically engineered, designed to scare virologists who looked at it. But they also reported in the major medical journals out of Canada and Europe that people more than doubled their chances of getting the H1N1 if they'd taken the seasonal flu shot. And why is that? Well, it just so happens that they were putting, quote, marker viruses or test attenuated viruses, simulants was the exact term, in the regular seasonal flu shot. I mean, I laugh because it's so sickening. There's no end to the depths of the evil that comes from these people. And we had all the documents. We had all the research. We had all the experts at the time. And a lot of people did listen because record low numbers of people took the regular seasonal. And so you had record low numbers of people with these, quote, novel flu coming down with it. And the media got caught lying about deaths. They would take some 85-year-old heart patient who'd had both legs amputated with diabetes, and they would die, and they would just say it was the H1N1. Or there'd be some child who'd already had chemotherapy and was on the verge of death. I mean, I saw hundreds of these cases who they would then say died of the H1N1. And sometimes they were positive for the H1N1 but were compromised. But more often than not, you'd see a month later, oh, that was a false positive. They didn't die of that. They had the regular flu. The regular flu does kill around 35,000 people a year in North America, so it's not something to play games with. But the problem is, in the last 7-8 years that I've seen, they've never guessed the right different combo of mutations of regular seasonal flu. They'll have 3 or 4 different variants, sometimes more in the shot. They've never guessed it right. So it's never protected anyone. It's just completely fake. Now, could there be good vaccines for, say, smallpox or polio? Could there be good vaccines for spinal meningitis? Could there be? Yes. But you can't trust this elite, 90-plus percent of the vaccines now being made in China, just because they don't care and are sloppy, A. But B, they're a bunch of eugenicists who are always talking about population reduction, and they've been caught over and over again tainting and spiking the vaccine. So I already went off the deep end on that rant. In about 55 minutes, she'll be joining us. We're going to come back and get into all of the incredible news today, my friends. This is a very important broadcast. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now on the local AM and FM dial or InfoWars.com. We're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, this
is... Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month it completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I hope that live listeners tuning in and people watching this later archived at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, or on YouTube, or the Drudge Report, who is now linking to us on a weekly basis, for whoever is tuning into the live radio show, or for whoever is dialing into a podcast, I really do hope that you will pay particular attention to today's transmission. We do have Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, joining us for 30 minutes in the first half of the second hour today, because the information that is documented in the British Medical Journal, and it's a lengthy report, proves conclusively that governments, media, and academia, and top health officials were paid off by the big vaccine makers to lie and create a mass hoax to scare the public into taking the H1N1 vaccine. So that is coming up today in the first 30 minutes of the second hour. Vital, vital information. Now, in the meantime, let me just mention the stacks of news here I have in front of me. BP chief Tony Hayward sold shares weeks before oil spill. His biggest sale ever. He sold over a third of his stock. Now, you dovetail that with Goldman Sachs dumping 44% and then subsequently even more. Now it's more than half. Millions and millions of shares of their BP stock in the days before. Very, very suspicious. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the transmission today. Also, Israeli forces board Gaza aid ship, the Rachel Corrie. She was a activist in Palestine, run over by an Israeli bulldozer. So that's what the ship's named after. And they boarded that without any violence, reportedly. So I guess that's a good thing that nobody was hurt. But Israel is certainly having a PR disaster with this worldwide. So we'll get more into that. We've had a big victory against the global government. If you went back just 5 years ago, you might have seen five or six, seven, eight, maybe a dozen mainstream news articles worldwide every year when the Bilderberg Group would meet in secret. You go back past a decade ago, I've had the New York Times attack yours truly and say, Bilderberg doesn't exist. I am insane. There is no world government. Elites don't meet. The highest level of power is presidents and prime ministers. Go back to sleep. Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And now it's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in the New York Times. It's all over the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report's linking to our articles throughout the week when we pointed out that Bill Gates was in attendance. And we're just doing our job. It was in the German, the Dutch, and the Swiss, as well as the Spanish news, that Bill Gates was caught sneaking into the country, got caught by the media, and admitted he was there for the global government summit, basically calling for population reduction. He was there calling for global carbon taxes and forced inoculations and things like that. But I see it confirmed in foreign press that Bill Gates is there, and I say, I think people are going to be interested in the fact that he's scurrying around over there. So with the Queen of the Netherlands and the representatives of the British royalty and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, I am going to have one of my writers write a article about this. I am going to put a story out, and then it gets linked on Drudge and gets conservatively around a million readers. Now, you don't, you know the mainstream media isn't stupid. They know what the people want. They know the people want to know about these secretive groups. If you had 150 top golfers meeting in secret, there'd be 30 or 40 helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, thousands of reporters. They'd want to know what was going on inside the hotel for 4 days. If you had 150 of the most powerful people in Hollywood meeting in secret, you'd have scores of helicopters and literally hundreds of reporters. But you get 150 presidents, prime ministers, central bank heads, royalty together, and we've broken in, we've stolen documents, we've ferreted it out, myself, Jim Tucker, and many others, and you know, we come out and say, Obama is going to be the president, Hillary will step down in 2 days, and it happens. Or they're going to attack Iraq in 2003 in March, not in March of 2002, as the media was saying they were, because we literally risk our lives to bring you this type of information. I've been arrested and detained for 15 hours in Canada, and that's in the London Guardian. They arrested a bunch of people in Spain. You get followed around by men in dark sunglasses. They break into your hotel rooms. Some of the reporters, like Tucker, have been shot at. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why am I going over all this? The good news is the electronic Berlin Wall is down. And we confirmed from the London Guardian's report, and they got thrown out, by the way. On the day the resort was closing, they were already there, and they eavesdropped and overheard the head of the Bilderberg Group, that is the head minion, the head organizers, and they had badges that said it. And I've been inside the start of Bilderberg, you know, they all do wear the badges, color-coded, blue, red, green, black. And they were talking about, my gosh, Alex Jones bullhorned us in Canada. It was horrifying. He was quite close. Yes, they may be here this year again. Did they attack? No, but, they're so scary. And then Tucker confirmed from his inside Bilderberg source, I'll just, not a Bilderberg member, but a high-level minion, that indeed this is the first year in the 50-plus years they've been meeting since 1954, so I guess that's 56 years, that a large portion of Bilderberg Group top globalists did not come. They did not come. They are scared. And we saw this in 2008. Obama and Hillary pulled in. The media kept saying, where are they? They're in a secret meeting. No one knows. They locked up the press corps on Obama's plane and flew him to Chicago. Well, we knew where they were going to be. We were at the Bilderberg Group meeting. And so here comes Hillary and Obama with the black SUVs and limousines, and they got machine guns out the window pointed at us, and it's Secret Service with the flashing police lights, and they go in. And sure enough, I go talk at the hotel we were staying at a few miles away to Tucker, and he got the phone call, and he said, Obama's in. Hillary's going to step down in the next couple days. She's going to be his Secretary of State. And then it was announced. See, presidents come and go, folks. They're nothing but puppet minions of these people. And so you can throw all the Democrats out in the next election. The Republicans are going to sell you out. Then you'll throw them out. And then they'll put the Democrats back in. What the elite, what the global controllers are scared of is that you're realizing that these people are puppets and bought and paid for. And here is our huge breaking news up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today. Both these stories are exclusives. Bilderberg Group green lights attack on Iran. This is some of the intel that Tucker got. They have green lighted the operation. That's actually horrible news. So there's a very good chance. This is the first time the majority of them, and they have a vote, are in favor of striking Iran. Now, things may change, but it looks like that's moving forward, and Israel's got nuke-capable subs off the coast saying they may nuke Iran at any time, and that could start World War III. That key article, Bilderberg's Green Light Attack on Iran, is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I suggest you read it. Here's another one. Alex Jones, Bilderberg is running scared. That's why they want to start a new war as a political diversion so they can implode Europe and the U.S. financially and bring in their new global carbon tax, their new global VAT tax, which they admit is a, quote, global government. This is the U.N. This is Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. This is mainstream news. We're being conquered right now. But unless they have a war, they're not going to get away with it. And even if they launch a war as a political distraction, they won't get away with it. So that is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with an accompanying 10-minute special news analysis piece that just went up last night for those that want to get that key info and spread the word. All right. Now, we're hurting them bad, so now they're going to move in and try to censor us. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. When you see standing in the holy place what does not belong, then you know it is the time of punishment and all that is written. When they set themselves up in God's temple by proclaiming to be God and His Christ, for the body of the Christ is God's temple on earth. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. Prepare to advance on their positions, their fortresses, safe places, hiding places, and fronts. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. They have no power or authority over us. Their authority is self-appointed, obtained through fraud, murder, lies, and theft. Our authority comes from the living God, the Creator, the only authority. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. You know, the news is so off the charts that I myself have trouble believing it. I myself have trouble facing it. I have seen three new prestigious studies out this week that genetically modified strain of corn, soybeans, and also wheat all sterilize close to 100% of the guinea pigs and rats that it's fed to within three generations. And they're also just completely mentally retarded. They have morbidity five times higher than any other test group in the studies. And this is what humans are being fed. And I've got the folders right here. I've got the GMO folder from this week, and I've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with their 76 new things they're funding, and 30-plus of them are sterilization vaccines. A nanotech vaccine that they just put on somebody's skin and it sterilizes you. This is forced medical tyranny. That's what this whole system is. How do I sit here and calmly talk about this? And then, over the years, we've gotten Bilderberg Group documents. We've had the maids inside the hotels. You know, you get there before the event. You tell them, look, you're going to have these evil people here. You're not going to be allowed to look them in the eyes. They're going to treat you bad. We know you're not going to help us now. But after you see how evil they are, steal the minutes. Steal their paperwork. You know, give us the information. That's just one way we get the info. And they always say, no way. And then days after the event ends, they go, these people are pure evil. Do you know what they're planning? They're planning to take over the planet. They're planning forced population reduction. Remember the Times of London last year from the Bilderberg? And then they had a sub-meeting in New York, headline, global elite meet to discuss overpopulation. And then what did Bill Gates go there this year for? That's all they're into. You have to understand that while the general public is involved in baseball and work and playing golf and taking their kids to music lessons, the elite are into controlling society. The easiest way to describe it is basically like this. The Matrix or the Truman Show. More and more, our lives are literally like the Truman Show, where all the major decisions are made for us and we're distracted by all these petty things. And it's my job to get you to basically think for yourselves out there. Now, listen. I've got all this stunning news on North Korea, on the economy. NASA is announcing suddenly that the sun is putting off solar flares that are going to be the greatest threat in human history. How on earth do they know that? They weren't monitoring things 1,000 years ago. They weren't doing it 100 years ago. NASA hasn't been around since the 50s. But very bizarre from NASA. It's up on Drudge Report right now. We're going to be covering that. It's just so strange. It is information overload. But when I read this Washington Times article Friday evening, it really concerned me because I already knew everything in the article and more. And I saw other blogs and news reports about the Washington Times story and people saying, oh, it can't be true, or oh, it's not that bad, or oh, you know, this will never happen, or maybe this is good. And what am I talking about? We have a chance to beat these eugenicists. We have a chance to beat these globalists that want to set up world government. We have a good chance of stopping them if we are able to have alternative media. The alternative media about 2 years ago passed the Rubicon. National News reported that more people get their news from alternative media and the Internet than from mainstream newspapers and TV. So the system is panicking, and that's accelerating. Now I've seen polls of over 80%. You've seen them as well. It's all over the news. Trust alternative media versus the less than 20% that do trust mainstream media. And so the establishment knows the jig is up. And so that's why Elena Kagan, the White House nominee for Supreme Court, has openly written she's anti-free speech. And we've read the quotes in her law school papers where she says we can ban free speech at Harvard and at Chicago, at the business school there. And she's a former Goldman Sachs minion, of course, partner. We know Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, on record says put a tax on alternative media, and that's the first phase. Next, arrest people that criticize the government, and you'll have to have a license federally. That's now being proposed by Michigan, by California, it's happening. So what's scary is the FCC and the Obama White House. And again, they've got all the mainstream media supporting this because the mainstream media is getting their behinds kicked. Now, who is wedded together? What's the battlefield? Internet media, internet news blogs, and talk radio. Those are the enemies in the federal announcement I'm about to cover, which is so chilling. And this has all been announced now. I mean, you can go read these federal filings. This is what they are going to do. And they're doing it real calmly, like it's no big deal. Now you thought they couldn't take over healthcare. With a government takeover written by the insurance companies to rip you off. And then, of course, they phase it in over 3-4 years so you don't notice it right away. It's like boiling the frog incrementally. You know, you didn't think Obama could spend more than all presidents before him combined in less than a year in office. Now we're a year and a half in, and it's even getting worse. You didn't think they'd put a Supreme Court nominee forward who wants to ban free speech and the Second Amendment. They're doing it. Stop thinking it can't happen. So you got a perfect storm of government and mainstream media that are being annihilated by the truth. And so they are enemies of two things, the Internet and talk radio. Why? Because talk radio, you can call into it. There's a lot of local hosts that are libertarian or constitutional who have transcended the left-right paradigm, what Cass Sunstein calls anti-government conspiracy theorists. You don't believe in global warming, you're going to be arrested. Oh yeah, they're not just going to tax you or shut you down. The White House is announcing they're going to put pop-ups by federal law over your website, and under cybersecurity, they've already announced it, and they're taking control of all ISPs, any internet service provider that serves 100 or more people. The smallest ISPs serve more than 100. I mean, I've never seen one that smaller than – I mean, everything's being taken over. Federal certification. They're calling it an AmeriCorps, where all of the high school kids will have to serve 2 years out of high school as cyber officers on a power trip, running around with the power to go into your website or onto your talk radio blog and control it. Folks, this is mainstream news. But see, when I read this Washington Times article, it just brought home that I've already seen all of this from the actual documents and have been screaming about it for the last year. And that now it's all in this Washington Times article boiled down, and no one can believe it. Well, you'll believe it when they do it. And this is so un-American. This is so corrupt. This is so evil. So I'm going to read this article when we get back, then get into the NASA announcement. It's like something out of the movie Knowing. I mean, just unbelievable, bizarre, crazy, the world. We got volcanoes blowing up, oil spills, we're talking about nuclear war. It's insane.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Probably written more than 20, 30 articles the last few months collectively on the FCC, all the other federal agencies. They are openly saying no free speech in America. I mean, actually saying they're going to tax you and make you on radio, on TV, and the internet give equal time and place their messages on your radio station. This isn't going to be just, quote, equal time, you decide. Now, who you give equal time to. This is going to be government programming, a, quote, government megaphone. And they'll start slow with it, just to get their nose under the tent flap. You've got to say no to this now. Now, here's the Washington Times. And this was put out by the Washington Times. That means no writer. This is the editorial page of the newspaper saying this. And again, this is not their opinion. I have read over all of this. It's worse than what I'm about to read. The Federal Trade Commission is seeking ways to reinvent journalism. That's a quote. We've linked to the big thick. They're going to reinvent it. Government. And they say the internet is destroying mainstream newspapers and TV. Yeah, no one wants to believe CNN or MSNBC. No one. Chris Matthews has like 500,000 viewers. The top show on CNN has 1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday radio show is on over 40 radio stations. Conservatively over 500,000 just on AM and FM, number one on the internet. Hundreds of thousands tuning in over the 2 hours on the internet. Hundreds of thousands later listening to the podcast. Over 200,000 a day downloaded. The weekday show is getting near to 80 stations right now. Okay, I mean, I can't even believe I have over 1 million listeners a day, at least 2 million a week. People say, well, if it's a week, you should have 5 million. And that's not how it works. You have regular listeners and then a straggler groups, but it comes out to about 2 million AM and FM listeners and then another million or so that listen to podcasts and the rest of it. The point is, I mean, of course the egomaniacs in mainstream media don't like Alex Jones here just annihilating them. You think Bill Gates likes getting up and going to the biggest news website out there, the Drudge Report, every week and reading Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles? I mean, you think they like the fact that I'm mainstream, that I have forced myself into the mainstream by proving everything I say? No, they want to shut us down. They can't play on a level playing field. It'd be like a football game where the other team isn't even allowed to field one player against the other 11. That's the mainstream whore media. Oh, you're laughing saying you just don't read the newspaper anymore or you don't tune in to Chris Matthews? Well, he doesn't care. He's just going to shut you down with government power. You're going to watch him. He's going to tell you it's racist to not want to have government health care. He's going to tell you Rand Paul's evil. He's got a special coming out the 16th about myself and Rand Paul, an hour-long demonization piece. They're scared. They can't laugh anymore about the Bilderberg Group, can they? No, now it's world governments now openly being discussed. The Federal Trade Commission, not just the FCC, seeking ways to, quote, reinvent journalism, and that's a cause for concern. According to a May 24th draft proposal, this is a proposal. The agency thinks government should be at the center of a media overhaul. Oh, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the people's right to peaceably assemble or petition the government for redress of grievance? The government isn't supposed to be in religion. 55 years ago, they took over all the churches with 501c3. They're not supposed to be able to make a law. They're going to take the press over. Do you understand? And I'll be here in 10 years, you know, I guess with a private newsletter saying, see, it happened. See, it happened. And mainstream media control government will be like, yes, the First Amendment does not say you have a right to speech. It means you have a right to government certification. I'm about to define it. I'm sorry I'm ranting, folks. This is just the total Soviet Union. Okay, this is Nazi Germany. This is so this is Hugo Chavez on steroids. This is Fidel Castro. Oh. It goes on. The bureaucracy sees it as a problem that the internet has introduced a well of information options to consumers, forcing media companies to adapt and experiment to meet challenging market needs. The FTC's policy staff fears this new reality. Quote, there are reasons for concern. This is from the Federal Trade Commission. This is the Commerce Clause, just like they took over health care with the Commerce Clause. They're going to take over everything under the Commerce Clause. Of course, they have no right to do it. They don't care. There are reasons for concern that experimentation may not produce a robust and sustainable business model for commercial journalism, the report states. With no faith that the market will work there, things out for the better, government thinks it must come in to the rescue with a bailout to mainstream media. Your money and the end of your free speech. You're going to pay to be gagged. The ideas being batted around to save the industry share a common theme. They are designed to empower bureaucrats, not consumers, for instance. One proposal would allow news organizations to agree jointly on a mechanism to require news aggregators and others to pay for the use of online content, perhaps through the use of copyright licenses. And the article's titled FTC floats a drudge tax. Journalism can't reinvent itself without government help. And they're saying that if, and this is what the industry's already proposed. This is what Cass Sunstein wants. This is what the New York Times promoted 6 months ago, was a kinder, gentler internet where if I link to an article, which is doing them a favor, by the way, and if Drudge links to an article, you're going to pay them for the right to do that. But that's nothing. That's nothing. As if we want to link to your crud anyways. All the articles that get read are the ones we write. We'll go see a piece of legislation, we'll write about it and give the subsections, and it'll get 500,000 viewers. We can write the article in an hour. How are you lazy mainline reporters that just repeat what the government tells you ever going to compete with real journalists, with real muckrakers? You can't. So you want to shut us up. You're pathetic. It goes on. In other words, government policy would encourage tax on websites like the Drudge Report, a must-read source for news links of the day, so that the agency can redistribute the funds collected to various newspapers. Such a tax would hit other news aggregators such as Digg, FARC, Reddit, which not only gather links but provide a forum for lively, entertaining discussion. Oh, my God, how dare you link to something and say, go read it and then comment here, of the issues raised by the stories, fostering a robust public policy debate, not saving a particular business model, should be the goal of journalism in the first place. But then it gets 100 times worse. These articles always start with the low-level stuff first. The report also discusses the possibility of offering tax exemptions to news organizations, establishing an AmeriCorps for reporters. That's already passed, folks. They've already passed a bill, and it's also in the Cybersecurity Act. They haven't passed, but it's on the verge of it, where all high schoolers, remember the White House Chief of Staff on C-SPAN said you will be forced to serve every year for 2 years after high school and in high school for the government domestically, and you will go to a boot camp. And then they now tell you it's going to be writing government propaganda that is enforced on our websites in government pop-ups that are put in over your server through your ISP. I mean, this is just so unbelievable. I mean, not even China goes this far. The report also discusses the possibility of offering tax exemptions to news organizations, establishing an AmeriCorps for reporters, and creating a national fund for local news organizations. The money for those benefits would come from a suite of new taxes. What did Cass Sunstein talk about a year ago? White House regulations are. A 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads and Kindles. That's already introduced. You're going to pay to have any internet access, and then it's given to select mainline government whore media. Media prostitutes. The money for those benefits, see, because it's a free market, folks. People won't buy mainstream garbage media anymore, so the government's going to fund it. They're already doing it with product placement, behavior placement, propaganda placement. The money for those benefits would come from a suite of new taxes. A 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads, Kindles, and laptops that let consumers read the news without being used to encourage people to keep reading the dead tree version of the news. Other taxes be levied on radio and television spectrum, advertising, and cell phones. Get ready, and then they'll give it to who they want. I'm going to finish up when we get back, and then take your phone calls. Ah, I'm getting angry.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
That's right.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
But the bottom line is the people do know now. They're not living in denial. And so the globalists want to shut down free talk radio and the internet, but also taxes on TV, taxes on advertising. It's the government, state-owned, controlled, lapdog media. And, of course, most media will pile on to be cronies and get their tax exemption. But after they're done taking over the media, they'll then take the tax exemption away. I know, have you noticed they're now announcing they're getting rid of many tax exemptions for churches and other organizations? After they got you domesticated, you don't get the tax exemption. It's illegal. It's unlawful. But, hey, it's illegal and unlawful to have the government running health care or to have the federal government involved in gun control. This stuff's all unconstitutional. It's illegal for the government to steal tens of trillions of dollars and give it to foreign banks and then tell you, the Congress, the people's representative, that they won't tell you where the money went. So I'm reading this editorial, FTC floats drudge tax. Journalism can't reinvent itself without government help. And it goes on, a 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads, Kindles, laptops. So a tax on knowledge. And it goes on, and it says taxes levied on radio, television, spectrum, advertising, and cell phones. You know, they love those hidden taxes. You ever get your cell phone bill, and there's all these added fees to the state and the feds and, You know, one of them, Al Gore, got passed decades ago. This is how they rip you off. And then they give it to their own quasi-government media, like the Obama girl. The conflict of interest in having the government pay or contribute to a newsman's salary could not be more obvious. Reporters and columnists would have little incentive to offer critical analysis of tax incentives that might mean a boost in their pocketbook. Once Congress has the power to fund the news, it can at any time attach strings designed to promote certain viewpoints in the name of fairness, of course, which they're already proposing. Each year at budget time, the Fourth Estate would scramble to be worthy in the eyes of Capitol Hill for increased support. It is hardly a surprise that the heavily subsidized national public radio frequency presents issues in a way favorable to Washington's tax and spend agenda. Yeah, no kidding. So in the age of media, and in the age of thousands of choices, we need the government to tax it and run it and have a government megaphone through the media. And they now admit what I told you 15 years ago. They call it behavior placement. And you watch any Hollywood movie, a big budget movie, you watch any TV show, it's all anti-gun, anti-family, pro-world government, pro-vaccination, pro-surveillance, pro-police state, anti-homeschool. It's on record. 8 years ago, the Congress talked about tens of billions being spent for fake news. The General Accounting Office and others said it was illegal that Bush was doing that. Obama has gone to levels never before seen, where ABC and NBC and CBS have been on record saying, we've handed programming over to the White House for their messages. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, they train kids that the earth is dying and that developments kill bunny rabbits, literally. They show images of bunny rabbits with their heads cut off. And then children cry when they see a house being built and come home and tell their parents don't take a hot bath and boss them around and tell them don't run the water while you brush your teeth. They're taking your children away from you. It's total brainwashing everywhere. Self-respecting journalists must reject the tempting government bribe as the FCTC brings its proposals to a roundtable discussion scheduled for June 15th. When it comes to the media, consumers lose most when government suppresses innovation in the name of saving old business models. So, the New York Times is on the verge of collapsing. The San Francisco Chronicle is on the verge of collapsing. All these other big papers are collapsing. Folks, if those papers gave people the news and information they wanted, they'd be doing great. Okay? People, and of course, Rupert Murdoch has said this. He's going to subscriber-based, and he'll be able to have a good model. But the truth is that people don't want this government brainwashing, but regardless, it's illegal. The government does not control the media in the United States. Yes, they do in Zimbabwe. Yes, they do in communist China to a certain extent. This is more draconian than even that. And I wanted to add, the Cybersecurity Act that's passed the House and the Senate states ISPs, Internet service providers with over 100 customers, will be under full federal control and will have EAS, Homeland Security control boxes in their switches, and you will pay for it. Now, for those who don't know, in 96, all radio stations went from dialing to a central emergency channel to having at their tower and at their final relay center everything wired through a FEMA control box. The internet, every sector of the web, and by the way, China already has something similar and it slows it down big time. That's another problem. That's what Congress has raised. It's the problem that it's going to screw it up. That anyone with an IT job must have a government certification and pay to go get an additional at least 12 months of continuing education and be licensed as a federal agent. Just like CPAs. I can't hire a CPA. I mean, I still pay the tax. I choose my enemies. We didn't have it until 1913. It's a tax to offshore banks. Just like what Greece is paying us to offshore banks. Yes, we've been captured. Yes, it's illegal. Yes, I shouldn't be doing it. But I run a pretty big operation, and I choose my battles, and I know they're the mafia. They'll come after me. But still, I go into CPAs, and I say, I want my tax exemptions it says I get. And every CPA says, I'm sorry, for 4 years, we're now under federal control, and we're liable for anything, so we give them extra money. I mean, just everything is about serving and worshiping and paying more than you're even supposed to. And so that's the new system. Just everyone a federal officer, everyone under federal control, everyone forced to sign articles of confederation, agreeing, waiving your rights. and hundreds of federal and international officials and Time Magazine and Newsweek and the New York Times saying, we want to shut the old web down, have Internet, too, with only approved websites. Oh, it's coming. And they're already building the new hubs that we won't be allowed on because we're kicking their butts. It'd be like an NFL team that always won the Super Bowl. They might just finally disqualify them. It's like rollerball or something where they say, you know, Houston isn't allowed to win anymore. You're not allowed to win, Jones. You're not allowed to kick the butt of the New World Order. You're not allowed to expose and rout the media. You're not allowed to have 3 million visitors a week to your websites and growing exponentially. Because they have seen the math. They have seen the numbers. They, folks, I have moles in Bilderberg. It's in the London Guardian what the moles have reported. The Guardian was in there hours after they shut the resort down. Security threw them out, but not before they were walking around saying, we are scared of Alex Jones. He isn't coming, is he? Oh, my gosh, you should have seen him bull harness. They're so scary. These people are scared to death of the truth. They know the crimes they've committed. They know what they've done. They understand what they're up against. They understand we're committed. They know we're not going away. We know that we can beat them. And they know that we know their game plan. Oh, you know, I'm going out to break here. And I may not even take calls today. I usually take calls, but I've really got a lot I want to cover. And we have this, you know, what did I tell you in January of last year? That's 18 months ago. What did I tell you 18 months ago? It's on record. Podcasts are there. The articles are there. The video cast is there. Because I had emergency managers call me from Indiana. And I had the Indiana newspaper on. And people called me from upstate New York. And I was sent the Bureau of Cemeteries internal secret documents that were confirmed to be real later by the national news. Just like we've broken thousands of other major reports because we get this the intel. And the government said flu is coming. Millions will die. There will be martial law. So in January, 3 months before the flu hype started in Mexico, I went on air and said they're going to launch some type of flu hype and they're training for martial law. I don't know if this is going to be real or not. I don't know if there'll be really a deadly flu, but they're gearing up like never before, and law enforcement and emergency managers are concerned. They're saying, harden your police stations, get ready for martial law. Then the flu hype came. Then we analyzed the attack and said it was a fake fraud to get you to take the shots and that the shots were deadly. Now the head of the EU Medical Commission came on this show and said their hearing found it was a fraud. Now the British Medical Journal has come out and said it's a fraud. That's coming up in the next hour for 30 minutes, and then we'll get to, I guess, Francesco, Jeff, Eddie, and many others that are patiently holding. I'm a filmmaker, I'm a syndicated radio host, and I run Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I bleed deep red blood, and I love freedom. And I love humanity, and I know you do as well. And I know we can beat these people together. They wouldn't be trying to shut down our free speech and overthrow the First Amendment if we weren't absolutely routing this scum. We can win together, but the battle is now joined. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.